Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
Good evening, John Jeffers here, Contra Radio Network. As you can imagine, it is Saturday night, the night I normally don't do the show, but seeing I am sure that Julie, the regular Saturday night host here on Contra Radio Network, is quite busy right now. Tonight is an episode I want to share with you. In a few minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you live Zello transmission. Preppers and Patriots, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to listen to what an in-progress catastrophe sounds like. Listen to the requests being made, some of the comments, as well as the questions that are being asked. What you need to understand is this Zello transmission is being run by two civilians. They're being asked questions they cannot possibly have an answer to. For example, my grandmother lives in Fort Myers. Will she be all right? They don't have a magic eight ball. They do not have a crystal ball. They do not have clairvoyance. They can't see into the future. They're not fortune tellers. But nonetheless, you will hear this. You will also hear small children. And because this is a public channel, you're going to hear probably some very inappropriate comments. I am unable to filter or censor it. I'm not going to take any calls tonight. If you want to post anything, you can feel free to post it. The video feed is going to be on the Contra Radio Network group page. I'm not taking any calls again, but I want you to sit back, listen, and think about it, what you're going to hear, what it sounds like. 15 minutes ago, the warning went out. They had three tornadoes on the ground in the Miami-Broward County area. So give me a second here, and I'll see if I can't call it up, and hopefully this will work. I've never tried this before. We're going to try it. I see Dawn's here. Dawn wants to listen in too. Like I said, not taking any calls. If you want to post anything, please do so on the video feed. As preppers and patriots, it's important, especially if you group leaders out there, to understand what you could possibly be faced with. So let me try and get this going for us. All right. And I want to say hello to Brandon. I'm sure Brandon has a lot of thoughts on this, especially when he starts hearing some of these things. Dawn, I don't want you to come through the computer and smack me. I have no control over the transmission, what they're going to say. So let's try to get this going here. Let's log it in.
Can someone give an update on Hialeah looters?
Clear the channel, please, for a second.
Hi, dog.
Kasha, did you copy that?
Hey,
10-4.
Dog.
All right, finally, goddammit. I'm in the Miramar, Miami Lakes area, so I'm trying to find a rap. Nigga try to smoke dope, you dig? Like, what it is, what it ain't. Let me know.
Hey, I want to know what's going on with the weather out there in Palm Beach Gardens. I see breeze blowing and trees all over the place.
Not looking too well, man. Not looking too well.
Does Dade County have a mandatory curfew?
For the guy in Putnam County that was asking about whether or not his mobile home would be fine strapped down, it might keep the frame down, but it's not a guarantee that the walls or the roof would stay intact with the hurricane. So it'd probably be better to leave.
Hey, just seeing on the news everywhere, so many people without power already. Are there a lot of you experiencing power outages already? It's coming from Palm Beach Gardens.
the dog is not safe. The dog is not safe. The police went there and they left the dog behind and they confirmed that they cannot take the dog. Please, this dog needs help besides the police department because they will not help. It's 8075 Penny Drive. Is there anybody else that could go down there? It's in North Fort Myers and the dog is in a mobile home by itself.
Somebody go help that dog, please. That poor dog.
If you might say, they have plenty of them in around tomorrow evening.
Hello?
Hey, Dan.
Thank you guys for going to help out. That is my great aunt's dog that I don't know why she'd leave it behind, but I really appreciate everybody trying to help out. I'm up here in Maryland and can't do much, but I really appreciate everybody trying to help out that dog. It's a male pit bull who does not bite in the herd. He's not aggressive, but he is inside that mobile home that is not boarded up in North Fort Myers.
Somebody please get that dog to safety.
Administrator Tasha here. The police have went and checked on the dog. They said the dog is fine. You cannot just go to someone's property regardless. You will get arrested. So we do not suggest you go. Yes, it's sad that these people left their dog in this home, but we do not need to go and try to rescue this dog.
All right, Tasha, be advised that PD has already been notified. There's no need. PD has already taken care of it. Lee County Sheriff.
Hope the police have something better to do than arrest somebody trying to save a damn dog. Most dogs are better than half of these people.
Excuse me. Admin Tasha here. Yes, I do agree. But you have the possibility of getting arrested. And it's really crappy that someone would leave their pet in a situation like this, but our hands are tied. The police have gotten involved. There's nothing no one can do. If anything happens to the dog, then that is something that the owners are going to have to deal with for the rest of their life.
Hey, I got bangers on the streets, man.
Is a storm pushing north yet?
The lady just came on confirming that was her aunt's dog and the go ahead to grab the dog.
Admin Tasha here. She should have contacted the local police department or a friend nearby to go and get the dog. If a stranger cannot go up and get the dog without permission from the owner, and the local police department would have to escort them over there.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm just going to go over there and shoot the dog and let it be done.
That was uncalled for. If you get another remark like that, you will be blocked from this site.
You guys got to understand that Admin Tasha is going through the motions that she knows by law to do. So if the police went out there and they didn't take the dog, that's for a reason. They can go out and check on things, but if they don't have a warrant, they can't go inside. If they don't have permission from the owner, they can't go inside.
Admin Tasha here. This is not like the law to where a dog is in a vehicle and we have the right to bust the hot vehicle window out. You will be trespassing on someone's property. So the local law enforcement has to be involved. And if they went over there and said everything's fine, then no one is to go over there. You will be arrested and you will be having to pay back any property damage that you do for this dog. And you could get in trouble for stealing their dog. I understand people want to rescue this dog. I would want to do the same thing. But by law, we cannot do anything. So please, let's start talking about this storm and the safety of us right now, please.
And it's sad. Trust me, we're sad. I have animals too, and I'm sure Tosh does. But we can only give advice so you guys don't get in trouble. That's all we can do.
I know what it feels like. My favorite cat just recently died. I know what it feels like.
I apologize for your cat, Vinny. I will pray for you and your family, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm a police officer. As far as the dog goes, you cannot go onto somebody's property. The administrator is right. The dog is safe and sound. The police did a welfare check. That welfare check was normal. Everything is fine. You cannot go onto somebody else's property and to take the dog. Let law enforcement do their job. Let us do our job. And let us determine whether or not if that dog needs to be removed. If the dog does not need to be removed, then and only then will we remove the dog. Law enforcement. If anybody trespasses on that property, you are subject to arrest.
You could have advised the woman to call the police department and ask. That would have been good advice.
Hey. Admin Tasha here. Yes, I advised that woman to call the police department and get in touch with them and give someone that she knows permission to remove the dog. She could call the police department and advise them that anybody can go as long as they are escorted by police to remove the dog, but she should have took the dog with her.
Admin GW, please be advised, we're going to clear the channel in just a little while for the 11 o'clock advisory. Moderators, please confirm.
To the lady that was on advising them to go grab the dog, please contact on and have her call the authorities to grab the dog out of there.
And not only that, the lady, the admin, there's no need to be a...
Is there a mandatory curfew in Miami?
Can anyone tell me what...
Can we please stop talking about this dog and talk about the real situation that's going on right now?
Thank you, God. Yeah, please, can we please stop talking about the dog? I do have power in Weston.
Thank you for your patience. Those listening, we're preparing right now to issue the 11 o'clock advisory from the National Hurricane Center. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes. Everyone, please prepare to take notes and jot this down in your – you can screenshot it, post it to the chat. We're going to really rely on everyone to help us out during this time.
Is it possible that the electricity would go out like tomorrow if you're in the center of Florida, or would it go out tonight?
Update, thousands without power in Fort Myers. Update, thousands without power in Fort Myers.
Kill yourself, people.
So to the people that are saying stop talking about the dog, this is coming from my heart, so... Just so you understand, the dog does not have a we are the voice for the dog. So don't say stop talking about the dog. That's so rude.
Does anyone know how bad Immokalee is going to get hit? Please let me know.
Why do I keep on getting dropped?
Save yourself, man. Forget about the damn dog.
Admin Tasha here. There has been multiple electric out, but just keep in mind a tree could fall down. There could be an accident. So there's no way of telling when power could be out. Let's just pray your power stays on as long as possible.
Does anyone know how many tornadoes are supposed to touch down in the West Coast? And how bad they're supposed to be.
Anyone in the Sunrise or Coral Springs area with the staff?
Does anyone know how long this hurricane is going to last? I'm in Broward County, Hollywood. I'd just like to know because I'm having damages. I want to know how much further this is going to be. Is it tomorrow or tomorrow evening? Please let me know. Thank you.
Is there a mandatory curfew for Miami-Dade County?
Please be sure that you check on your elderly neighbors and on your family members that are in nursing homes.
Admin Tasha here. We have no way of telling when a tornado is going to touch down. Please keep up with your local advisories to find out if you have a tornado warning, a tornado watch. There is honestly no way of telling.
Here in the Keys, watch out. Hurricane is already starting up.
We're going to be issuing the 11 o'clock advisory. This is Administrator GW. I want to thank Tasha, Anthony, Ashley, all the volunteers on here. If I miss someone, please forgive me. You guys are working really hard. We're going to...
Admin Tasha here. Last I heard, the hurricane has slowed down. I forget what it is, but let's say the tornado is going 10 miles an hour. That would be like you driving in your car at 10 miles an hour, and that's how fast it will be, and that's how it's going to hit you slowly and hard.
Is it safe to surf? Because I'm about to go surf, and I get picked.
No curfew for Miami-Dade?
A curfew is in effect for Miami-Dade County until dawn. I wouldn't try going out.
Officer McKee, I sent you an invite.
I am Jasmine over here in Clearwater, Florida. They told us that Sunday the power will be shut off manually by the power company. So we are...
GW, I just realized I cut you off. I apologize that. You had a young child on here that was trying to get a hold of you. I advised them that you were off for a few. So to the person that was trying to get a hold of GW, please clear the lines and let him get through.
What is the...
Right here, I want you to understand something. I have no control over what you're hearing.
I found a dog, and I'm thinking about rescuing it. I already crossed the fence of this people's property. What should I do? Should I just put out its misery?
Do not go to those people's property. We just had a police officer get on here. You will be arrested. You will be charged for trespassing, breaking and entry, and you will be considered stealing their property. Do not go and try to rescue this dog.
Keep in mind, approaching different people's houses, they're waiting for looters. They're waiting for potential riot. They're for, like, stay away from people's houses. Treat it just like...
I think these people are just screwing around because he keeps talking about shooting the dog. It's ridiculous.
Administrator GW here. We're going to start blocking and bouncing people. We appreciate everyone's concern about pets and animals. It's very important. It's paramount. All life is valuable. We do want to get across the National Hurricane Center latest advisories. We're going to ask everyone to clear the air in just a moment. If we don't get everyone to clear the air, we're going to turn the channel to listen only. That's not going to be very, you know, I guess, comfortable for everyone. If you would like additional information, we encourage you to go to floridadisaster.org.
Please let me know the curfew for Broward County. Thank you.
Thank you, GW, for answering my question, and I'll stay off the air.
Does anyone know how...
Why do I keep getting bounced when I'm just asking?
Hey, Jimbo, here loud and clear. Guys, that last person was a troll. He was inside of his house. He keeps talking about shooting his dog, so that was just a troll.
I still don't understand why I'm being bounced. I'm asking.
And the inlet water is the lights off.
Guys, you were asked to clear the line. Please clear the line.
Yeah, you need to start booting people.
We're a few minutes out from receiving the update from the National Hurricane Center. We're also coordinating with the Florida Department of Emergency Management to provide you all with the latest information. Additional resources can be found by visiting floridadisaster.org. You can also text your zip code to 888-777. I repeat, you can text your zip code, or you can also text FL Prepares to 888-777, and you'll get real-time information from the Florida Department of Emergency Management. This is information related to your specific city or locality. Everyone, please stand by as we receive information from the National Hurricane Center.
Hello. Yes, Hey, the person talking before me is a fucking nigger.
Moderators, we'll go ahead and allow the channel to be open for a few more minutes while we receive the update from the National Hurricane Center. Those of you with legitimate questions or concerns, you can air on the channel now for a few minutes, and then we're going to clear the lines officially. After that, we'll start blocking people.
Hey, GW, this is Mad Max. I got about 8 of us from upstate New York looking to come down your way. We're going to be posting up in Georgia, standing by for the storm to come through. Just want to know some proper intel before we go in, where we can link up.
Mad Max, stand by. We have some rally points that have been identified. We have our other administrators and moderators receiving information and updates from other search and rescue teams coming in from a variety of states. We appreciate your service. That's going to be greatly appreciated as we enter into search and recovery onto this channel. For those of you tuning in right now, this channel will be reserved for search and recovery purposes following landfall. We're still waiting for the update. Everyone stand by.
God bless to everybody.
Does anyone know anything about...
Admin Tasha here. I have a couple of people that are going to be coming down. If you send me a request to where I can get information to you personally, I would appreciate that, please.
Does anyone know anything about Immokalee, Florida? Please let me know. Thank you.
Mad Max, this is Foster W28. Please add me as a contact in direct connect check. I'm currently heading up a 3-state militia deployment for search and rescue. We'll be leaving not tomorrow, but the following Sunday. We have a rally point hook up with Tasha on the rally point information. She has all the up-to-date information as it stands currently.
Boynton Beach, West Palm Beach, and Jupiter still have power.
I have information on my family who's in Fort Myers, Florida, and I don't know where to take it to. I have their address that they are staying in a warehouse and how many with complete information. Also, the warehouse I do not believe is fit for this hurricane that might be coming up their way. If you can give me information as to where to go with the information for search and rescue if they happen to get hit.
Administrator GW, please go ahead and post your information, contact in the search history for this chat on this channel. We'll be able to retrieve it, archive it, and coordinate that with our dispatchers. We have a whole team of volunteers that's going to come together here overnight as the storm progresses, and we'll be able to make contact with you. Please be patient with us as we progress. We have just received the 11 o'clock advisory. So moderators, admins, this is a code blue. This is a code blue.
What is the proper procedure?
Alguien de Cuba por acá, alguien de Cuba.
How y'all holding up down there in South Florida?
We gonna be all right.
So we're getting ready to do the 11 o'clock advisory. We're going to give you guys about 10 seconds to clear the air. We're going to turn the channel off to listen only. You won't be able to interact.
That's not fair at all.
Does anyone know how bad it's...
Moderators and administrators, we're going to go code blue for about 5 minutes. Stand by.
Yep. 10-4.
10-4.
Oh, here we go. We're live, baby. Yeah. Oh, how we doing?
I'm a boy.
Please be advised the channel is now listen only as we issue the 11 o'clock advisory. Please stand by. We're going to open the channel back up. We're having issues with connections with the National Hurricane Center. Just stand by one moment.
Orlando, Florida. This is my first time experiencing a hurricane. Should I be worried?
Yeah, you should be worried.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't be worried.
Wait on that, because I need to know if...
Hello, just saying.
Hey, we have...
Man, this shit crazy down here.
Administrator Tasha here. From this point on, you will be bounced from this site if you do not clear these lines. Anyone who speaks, except for the moderators, will be bounced. I will not repeat this. You will be bounced. Let the moderator give us the storm update.
For everyone that is calling.
From the National Hurricane Center, we have the latest advisory. Irma is taking her time moving away from Cuba. This is something we didn't anticipate earlier. She's still bringing life-threatening storm surge, which is expected in Florida and through the Keys. Throughout the morning. Here's a summary of the 11 o'clock advisory. The location of Hurricane Irma currently sits at 23.5 north, 81.0 west. That's about 30 miles northeast of Varadero, Cuba, about 90 miles southeast of Key West, Florida. I repeat, Hurricane Irma is now 90 miles southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are at 120 miles an hour. The present movement is northwest or 305 degrees at 6 miles an hour. If you guys remember earlier in the day, she was at about 19 miles an hour, then dropping down to 13. We're looking at 6 mile an hour movement. This now means the minimal central pressure is at 933 millibars. Please stand by as we're preparing to read watches and warnings. You're going to want to listen carefully for your counties, your cities, and all the summary of the watches and warnings in effect. Stand by.
You guys.
Watches and warnings for Hurricane Irma. The storm surge has been extended now westward from the Suwannee River to the Okaloochee River. The storm surge warning has been discontinued now north of Miami Beach, to all the way to Jupiter Inlet. For those of you listening internationally, the government of Cuba has discontinued the hurricane warning for the province of Camagüey. Summary and watches for the warnings that are currently in effect. Please pay attention carefully as your location may be read. A storm surge warning is in effect for South Suwannee River, southward to the Jupiter Inlet, North Miami Beach, southward around the Florida Peninsula to Okaloochee River, the Florida Keys, and Tampa Bay. A storm surge watch is in effect north of Suwannee River to Okolachee River. A hurricane warning is now in effect Fernandina Beach southward around the Florida Peninsula to Indian Pass, the Florida Keys, Lake Okeechobee, Florida Bay. A hurricane watch is now in effect for north of Fernandina Beach to Edisto Beach. And a tropical storm warning is now in effect for west of the Indian Pass to the Okaloosa-Walton County line. That means you folks in the Panhandle along 30A from Destin all the way to Panama City and points east, please be prepared for tropical storm conditions. We are now going to read storm surge warning indications from the National Hurricane Center. Please stand by.
Hey, I'm
I have a question.
Hey, y'all, we ate all our snacks up in here.
Please clear the line.
The following information is critical. We want you guys to pay attention. We're going to wrap this up in a few minutes, and then you guys get back to regular questions with the moderators. Stand by. We want everyone to understand that a storm surge warning means that there is a danger of life-threatening inundation. This comes from rising water that's moving inland from the coastline. So for the next 36 hours, in the indicated locations that were just read, it's very important that you take notice of this. For a depiction of the areas that are at risk, we want you to go to the National Weather Service Storm Surge Watch. This is available at hurricanes.gov. This is a life-threatening situation. Persons located within these areas should take all necessary actions to protect life and property from rising water and for the potential of other dangerous conditions. Promptly follow evacuation orders and other instructions from your local officials. A hurricane warning means that the hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within your area. Preparations to protect life and property should have already been in process, if not rushed to completion now. For the Hurricane Center to say that you must rush to completion, if you are in the area that has a hurricane warning, you must do that now. A tropical storm warning means that a tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within your area. Please stand by for additional information to wrap up the 11 o'clock advisory.
I would just like to make an announcement for all pet owners.
Keep the line clear, please.
Yeah, that information was shit.
Please be advised that the eye of Hurricane Irma was located near latitude 23.5 north, longitude 81 west. Irma is moving slowly northwestward away from the northern coast of Cuba at 6 miles an hour. A turn to the northwest with an increase of forward speed is expected late through Monday. On the forecast track, the center of Irma is expected to cross over lower Florida Keys Sunday morning and then move near or along the west coast of Florida Sunday afternoon to Monday morning. This is for all of you that have been asking when the storm is going to arrive, how it's going to happen. I'm going to read that part one more time from the National Hurricane Center. The forecast track for the center of Irma is expected to cross over lower Florida Keys Sunday morning and then move near or along the west coast of Florida Sunday afternoon through Monday morning. Moderators, take notes so we can have that in the chat. Irma should then move inland over Florida Panhandle and southwestern Georgia Monday afternoon. Maximum sustained winds are near 125 miles an hour with higher gusts. Irma is still a Category 3 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. This now concludes our 11 o'clock advisory. For those of you who missed any portion, you can go back into the history and replay the message. We're going to open the channel back up for regular cross-channel communications. We're going to start bouncing and blocking people. This is a safety, a search and recovery channel that's been established for emergency situations following landfall. Those of you who do not respect the rules of the channel will be immediately blocked and during very severe conditions may not be able to access communications. Please stand by.
Sounds awesome, man. Sounds awesome.
Roger that.
I wanted to ask anybody, what time would it hit Tampa tomorrow?
I would like to make an announcement for people who are going to shelters with or without their animals. A man has just arrived at a shelter and they asked him if he had left his pets behind. He said yes and he was immediately arrested. Please take your animals with you to the shelters. I repeat, the man was arrested for leaving his animal at home behind. please take your animals with you.
Yes. Does anyone know how bad it's going to hit Lake County?
For the gentleman looking for when the storm is going to hit Tampa, it should reach at around 2 o'clock.
That's crazy, Piper, that a guy got arrested like that. I mean, don't leave your animals behind because they're irreplaceable. Your animals are your life, you know? Bring them with you. Even if you don't have room in the car, you make room for them.
Even though he has left the dog behind, I highly doubt that he got arrested.
Does anyone know when it's going to hit Polk County, like Winter Haven area?
I like turtles.
2 o'clock p.m. or a.m.?
Excuse me, does anyone know where their dog shelter is that I can put my dog in the morning?
2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, September the 10th.
Does it look like the eye is heading towards Tampa?
Yes, it does.
Thoughts on your beach? Are we going to get flooded or not? Because the rain is really bad over here. And that was so hard to get on this line, but y'all be asking questions that's rhetorical. Y'all be on the beach and the flooding as towards what he said.
How do I...
What about Wesley Chapel in New Tampa?
When will it hit Hollywood? Is it hitting now or is it supposed to be tomorrow morning? Thank you so much.
I am Tony or whoever that was saying about the flood surges. It is flooding in Miami right now.
This hurricane will not make landfall anywhere in Florida till.
So the people are asking questions when if it's going to hit hard or not. You can't ask those questions. You have to wait and just wait and write it out. Nobody knows if it's going to hit that hard or not. So stop with the stupid questions.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, and I am in the Tampa Bay area. And so far, I'm in Clearwater, actually. And so far, there is a little bit of wind. And for people who are out there who are traveling with their pets or leave their pets behind, please go back and get them because hotels now, even if they do not have or they have the warning saying that you're not allowed to have pets, it has been issued that no hotel is allowed to charge you for your pets because of the hurricane. We are not experiencing too much winds here in Clearwater, and we have been notified that Sunday they will be shutting off the power, which is Florida Power, which runs most of Tampa and some of Clearwater. So that way it's not such a technical difficulty or transformers blowing and not too many trucks being able to go out and serve as many people as they need. They'll be shutting it off as of Easter.
My name is Adrian. I'm in Seminole. Would it be a good idea to drive to Miami tomorrow?
Fuck you. Florida sucks. I hope it dies in Hurricane Irma.
When will it touch down in Miramar?
It will not be a good idea to drive to Miami unless you just listen to the weather channel and see if it's okay. Make your own decision. But if it were me, I will not do that. Until the all clear has been said.
My name is Cassie Carlson, and I have a fake baby in Miami, Florida. I like to breastfeed it.
The hurricane will be making landfall to Florida at 5 a.m. Sunday. It has already hit the Key West.
May I have your attention, please? This is Administrator GW Handel. We have an urgent message here. We have some folks that are making just absurd comments, talking about shooting things and playing around on this channel. Because the channel is trending, Zello has asked us to now red flag some of your accounts. If we continue to hear some of this crap, not only will we block you, but we will red flag you. The authorities are also connecting with us, and they're monitoring this channel. We're not bullshitting with you, and we don't have the time. This is an all-volunteer force. We've been on for 72-plus hours. If anyone continues to play around on this channel, we will take every measure necessary to make sure you do not connect on this platform further and that the authorities are notified of your intents to disrupt or incite violence or cause harm. Don't forget your IP addresses are all connected here. So please, everyone, respect the rules, and let's make sure that this channel is open and clear for emergency communications following landfall. Thank you.
Thank God. Too many of y'all talking about violence. People trying to get updates, and we can't hear nothing with the rhetorical questions. So kick them out. Kick them out.
I live in Wesley Chapel, and I wanted to know how bad it is in here. Is it going to be flooded? Do we have to evacuate? I can't get any information from the local news, specifically for Wesley Chapel.
Fort Myers, Florida, off of Daniels Parkway. Rain is picking up heavily, and so is the wind.
I want to know what time the hurricane going to hit Florida.
I'm in Kissimmee, Florida, next to Orlando, and we're picking up wind and light, heavy. It's getting heavy kind of now, the rain.
If you are in Wesley Chapel, it is too late to evacuate. You should hunker down and protect yourself. Go into a room with no windows if you can.
With no electricity.
Thanks, GW. Get those trolls out of here.
Can I get some news on Lakeland, Florida, if that's possible?
The electric out in Cape Coral. Anybody know?
If I was you guys, I would stop joking around, because you're going to get blocked and you're going to be really sorry when you really need this for help.
Yeah, right.
If someone could tell me a little bit about using a generator. I don't know at all how to use my generator. I know it's not supposed to be inside, but do I have to cover it outside? Just a quick question. Thank you so much.
Hello. Information on Kendall, please. Where's going to hit Bucalatón, Florida, please?
As far as the generator, you're going to have to wait till the rain stops. Put it at least 10 feet away from the... from your house before you run it.
Please remember to check on all of your elderly neighbors that could be bedridden or wheelchair ridden. They might need help. And also remember to check on your mothers and fathers and grandparents that are in nursing homes.
Hi, it's really hard to get through on this channel, but I would like to thank the moderators. This is the only hurricane channel that I found that is actually about the hurricane. So I just want to say thank you real quick.
Hey, right now we have a funnel that is coming down here near Kissimmee. I'm trying to get a photo, but it's raining so hard I can't, but I'll try.
I just want to let you guys know I wouldn't even wipe my ass with this app.
Anyone know the hurricane is supposed to hit Clay County?
Oh, what's wrong with the generators being inside the house? Because right now my generator...
What is the matter with all of you? Please respect...
All right. Take that generator out of your house, man. You're going to get carbon dioxide poisoning. And as for the generator being out in the rain, the thing will run fine. You just got to keep it about 10 feet away from your house and just be safe.
Fuck off.
The hurricane should hit Clay County this afternoon tomorrow.
Fuck you.
Does anybody know what the current category of the storm is?
Also, make sure you don't try to hook your generator up to your fuse box inside your house, I think. That's what they're saying, because you can injure the FPL and send power back out when they're trying to work on the lines. Send power back out the wrong way.
Currently, last time I checked, the category was 3, but it was working back up to a form, category 4. And yes, I do second the notion. Make sure if power does go out, unplug everything so that you don't get a power surge through the house.
What about the power and water? Do you guys think they're going to cut it in New Tampa?
Yo, what up, dudes?
For those of you who find yourself dealing with torrential rains and torrential wind, sometimes your best thing to do is tear up some carpet in a bedroom, stick yourself underneath it. That might protect you from some debris and any fallen timber that might happen from the exterior walls of your house.
I was just told that you're able to change your voicemail greeting on your phone without Wi-Fi or data, so that way you can keep your family and friends out of the area notified of your whereabouts.
What category will it be in Homestead, Florida?
Has anybody heard about Tampa yet? Has the hurricane hit? If so, what category?
Can I get an update on Gulfport, please?
Hello, I was just wondering when the hurricane would touch down in eastern Florida.
How far can the water storm surge in Naples go inland? How many miles inland can the water storm surge go?
Between 5 and 10 miles.
Mama Bear, this is Foster W28. It's Foster Worthington. Is that you, Mama Bear, that I just heard chime in and ask for an update?
Hey, what about Hardy County, Florida?
Does anyone know anything about Immokalee or Fort Myers? Please let me know. I have family there that I cannot get a hold of. Thank you.
Fort Charlotte, there has been reports of gunshots.
I'm in Miramar, Florida, and a power line just fell down. I'm wondering who to call.
You said Naples. CNN is saying up to 25 miles. The surge can go up to... And that's from CNN just now.
What about looters? Do looters have anything to do, like, do we have any laws for looters?
Watch out.
If your power line just fell down, you better just call Florida Power and Light, FPL.
Hey, I need to know about Hardy County, Florida. My fucking family's in.
From the State Emergency Operations Center. The State Emergency Operations Center remains activated at level one, which is a full-scale 24 hours a day activation. The Florida Emergency Information Line has now been activated and is available 24/7 for your families and any victims. I want everyone to pay attention. Please make note of this number. Anyone that can help us, make note, screenshot it, and put it in the chat. That would help out a lot. That number is 800-342-3557. Again, that number is 800-342-3557. Floridians can text FL Prepares to 888-777. Again, that's 888-777. Governor Scott has also activated the entire force of the Florida Army and Air National Guard. This includes 7,000 Guard members. They're going to be supporting planning and logistics operation in preparation for potential impacts from Hurricane Irma. These members are currently stationing across Florida and actively assisting with preparation efforts. The Florida National Guard has 1,000 high water vehicles, 13 helicopters, 17 boats, and 700 generators on standby. These stats have gone up since we've last updated. The Florida National Guard is coordinating a multi-state response focused on planning and preparation of thousands of forces available to enhance security and to support humanitarian assistance across disaster relief. States that have deployed troops or that are positioning with us right now include North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Kentucky, Illinois, Connecticut, Mississippi, and New Jersey. The Florida National Guard is coordinating with the National Guard Bureau to identify we need an additional 30,000 troops, 4,000 trucks, and additional support for Hurricane Irma relief. The Florida National Guard is currently engaged in more than 100 shelters missions across the state. We're going to provide a law enforcement update, and then we're going to clear the channel.
There are 315,000 customers without power across Florida. The power is also out and across Key West.
your attention, please. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is establishing 18 emergency response teams for deployment to impacted areas. FDLE regions and impacted areas are operating regional law enforcement coordination teams in advance of the storm to assist local law enforcement with any needs. 7 logistics teams have been established to assist with planning before and after the storm. FDLE regions are helping to staff local emergency operations center. And also one final note for law enforcement, the Florida Highway Patrol, which is approximately 1,700 troopers right now, is on a 12-hour shift with primary missions to assist emergency preparedness and response. FHP continues to conduct emergency missions with numerous fuel trucks, escorts to a variety of locations, including Pierce, Wellington, Orlando, Tampa, et cetera. We're going to continue to update law enforcement and military updates after the midnight hour. Right now, we're going to open the channel to regular communications. Those who want to help us post information into the screenshots that you have. We want to see radar images, wind speed, any kind of pornographic stuff or BS is going to get booted and reported to the authorities. We don't have time to play. This channel will turn into a search and rescue channel as we get past landfall. We appreciate all the volunteers, moderators, and admins. We're going to turn the channel over for regular communications now. Please make sure you don't waste anybody's time.
Currently, advisory from 11 p.m. is 30 miles north-northeast of Varadero, Cuba. Wind 120 miles per hour at Cat 3. The pressure is 933, moving northwest at 6 miles per hour.
Can storm surge go in at least 9 miles in Naples?
How bad is Hialeah, Florida? And also, my neighbor left their dog outside. What can I do about that?
Get the dog.
Thank you, GW, for the update.
Does anyone have any information about Clay County, Florida?
Guys, I have a question. This is Arianna 73. My sister-in-law lives outside of Tampa by Royce Waterford Circle, by Race Road. Do you think the storm surge is going to go in that far? They're hunkering down in their home, but I just want to know to try to help calm their nerves. I'm worried about them.
Should have left.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dr. Amory. I would just like to give everyone some quick information about how to survive some of these current events that are going to be happening. If you need any information on how to correctly defend yourself against smugglers, looters, rapists during the hurricane, if you encounter any of these horrible people, please contact your local suicide hotline at 1-800.
Any information on Manatee County?
I have read the rules and like to be trusted and been listening to y'all all day today.
To the person who was asking about their friend and the surge, I suggest to just tell them to get out of there, and you know, because you never know with the hurricane and the water and stuff like that. It can go up that far. It depends.
It depends how far inland she is. She needs to look at a flood map. She needs to know her elevation. There's a couple ways to do this. She needs to Google it and look this up.
Has anyone lost power in Broward County?
I just watched an update for Fort Myers. It's really hard to predict where these storm surges are going to take place, whether you might have the winds that Irma is very, very not predictable right now. The wind speed they predicted is not happening right at this point. It might be midday tomorrow before Fort Myers in the southwest area coast would either experience any type of hurricane force winds.
Yes, I'm in Broward County, Pembroke Pines. I have power. I'm on the hospital grid.
If you still have power, please charge all electronics. You will need this station. Thank you. God bless and have a good night.
updates in Polk County?
I am in Clearwater, Florida, and at the moment we are experiencing some heavy winds and no rain yet. For all of you who have any power outages or anything, please notify everybody on here so that way there will be somebody who can come and help you. We're all just trying to be as safe as possible, so anybody on the line who has profanity or anything, please just keep it to yourself. We are all trying to find ways to be safe, and at the moment, this is our access to safety.
West Palm Lake Wolf, no power.
Larissa here. Whoever posted the photo of the tornado, everyone, please be careful. I know that you want to go out and see the storm, but that's when a lot of accidents occur. Please stay indoors. It's nothing to mess with. Over.
There is no free Wi-Fi from Xfinity around Arcadia, Florida.
We are in Lee County, Fort Myers area, and the wind's starting to pick up a little bit. It's getting a little gusty. We're just waiting it out here.
For the people that I was talking to about Royce Waterford Circle outside of Tampa, she's about 20 miles inland from Tampa Bay. So that's why I was asking if the waters were going to go in that far.
All right, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. I just wanted to get you an idea about some of the things you're probably going to hear if there's ever a grid down. You got an idea. You got a little bit of experience listening to what kind of questions will be happening, and let's face it, some people just want to be absolute buffoons and losers. You will get some really lame questions. Nothing you can do about it. I just wanted to thank all of you for joining me in the last minute here. This was a last minute idea. I wanted to just got about 60 seconds. My Prepper and Patriot friends, I say to you this: be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. For the listeners in the hurricane zone, Godspeed. We'll try and keep up with you. Until then, I'm John Jeffers saying thank you again for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Good night.